The Uyghurs, an ethnic group in China. They may not be a household name in the U.S., but they become a talking point for the White House. Here's Vice President Mike Pence a few weeks ago.
Survivors of the camps have described their experience as a deliberate attempt by Beijing to strangle Uyghur culture and stamp out the Muslim faith.
Pence is talking about prison camps in northwest China, where many Muslim Uyghurs are imprisoned. This is in the province of Xinjiang. It's a place where the Uyghurs have a long history. We've been reporting on the situation with these detention camps on the world. China is holding as many as 1 million people in them. China denies the allegations. But many Uyghurs who have fled their homeland want world leaders to take action. Like many communities in exile, though, there's disagreement about what action to take. The world's Rupa Shenoy reports.
Aydin Anwar was born in the U.S. after her parents won asylum and settled in the D.C. area. Her dad has long fought for Uyghur rights. Most of their extended families still in China, and many have disappeared.
We don't know where they are.
They've been missing for years.
We don't know, you know, if they're alive or dead. We have no way of contacting them.
And no one seemed to know about it until this past summer. A United Nations panel reported that China had turned the region into a massive internment camp. Satellite images showed facilities like prisons with watchtowers. China called them re-education camps for vocational training. More reporting exposed a system of forced labor.
People in these camps are being forced to renounce their faith, adopt atheism, and pledge allegiance to the Chinese state as a god. Lethal injection, forced sterilization, torture, bodies being cremated in order to hide the evidence of bodies coming out. These are all signs of a looming genocide.
So Anwar, a Duke University student, has thrown herself into activism with what's called the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. East Turkestan is the name many Uyghurs call their homeland in China. Selih Hudayar started it last year. He says he has more than 80 relatives missing.
The only way that we can ensure our freedoms and our human rights is by restoring our independence. That's the only way that we can ensure our overall survival as a whole.
Calling for independence is controversial among older, established Uyghur groups.
I don't know why they're opposed to the idea of us advocating for independence. They say that it's unrealistic or that the international community will stand against it. The United States will oppose it, which is nonsense.
The disagreement's causing a split. The new group has been shunned by established Uyghur organizations.
Ideally, we try to work with them. In fact, the fact that they weren't willing to work with us is what caused us to come out as a different organization.
They are younger.
Ishat Kakbura is president of the Uyghur American Association. He says older generations of the Uyghur diaspora have already tried many different ways of approaching China.
You can't do anything else. We know that. We tried all other means. It didn't work.
Kakbura came to the U.S. as a refugee in 2006. He says everyone wants independence, but first, there are priorities.
We want first to save these people from the concentration camp. They need to be alive.
He says he hasn't heard from his sisters or his mother for 3 years now.
I want my government at least to find out where is my mother. It's unbearable.
Kukbura is grateful for the efforts of U.S. politicians. He calls GOP Senator Marco Rubio his personal hero for demanding investigations of Uyghur camps. But Kukbura says so far, there's been no action. And that sends a signal to Beijing.
The Chinese government is calculating it. They're watching it.
The younger Uyghur group wants the U.S. and the U.N. to label what's happening in China as genocide and send in peacekeepers. They're planning to demonstrate in front of the White House tomorrow to mark the anniversary of the day in 1949 when Uyghurs say China occupied their homeland. Anwar, the Duke student, says she's glad more Americans will probably know why Uyghurs have fought for freedom for so long.
Like, I'm still trying to be grateful, you know, like, and use the voice that's been given to me and the freedom for me to speak out for the people who are being blocked off from the entire world and are being ignored and slowly put to death.
Anwar says she'll play her part, just like her dad did. For The World, Rupa Shenoy.